1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Herbie, when do you reckon was the last time you may have consumed 15,000 calories?
Jeez, every weekend. I don't hold back.
Just let loose. That's a lot of food.
I know, but I do love food.
Beer or alcohol or whatever.
Oh, I just love it.
But have you ever eaten 240 pieces of sushi?
No. No, I can confirm that. No.
What's sort of the most you've eaten at a sushi place, do you think?
This is the thing. I actually went to the infamous sushi train the other day. And
here in town?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I
took
love
money
it.
Out of the tip jar. Yes, I went there. I had to wear a hoodie and hide my face.
Guilty by association.
But I was sitting there with my friend. I discussed that. I normally go, you just your stock standard two sushi rolls.
Okay.
But I
cut
need,
into four?
Yeah. Yep. But I need the third, but sometimes that pushes me over the limit.
Right.
But I think I need two and a half.
Okay, so you'd about three plates of sushi.
Yeah, yeah. That's me being, like, controlled.
Okay, what's out of control, Herbie, at sushi?
I think I could eat six.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I think, yeah.
That's 24 pieces of sushi. That's a lot. That's
I think
a lot
I could
of
do
rice.
It, though.
I reckon you could, too. In South Korea, there's a big trend which is called mukbang. Now, what mukbang is, it's a show on YouTube where hosts essentially just binge on large amounts of food live while interacting with the audience.
Okay.
Right. Unfortunately, only eating six plates of sushi, you wouldn't be able to do this. That's not mukbanging.
Nah. I wouldn't choose sushi as my food of choice.
For that? What would you choose if you were to do something like that?
Jeez, it's hard, isn't it?
Did you just eat?
I like nuggets.
And a lot of nuggets,
yeah.
though.
Because I would go a schnitzel, but I don't think you could just eat hundreds of schnitzels.
You probably couldn't.
I'd probably go nugs.
YouTuber Soo Yang is a mukbanger. She's from South Korea. In one sitting, she ate 240 pieces of sushi in 2.5 hours.
That's a lot of sushi.
It's a lot of sushi. And she dominated it. And she's only little. She's not the biggest human being in the world.
Is it all the same flavor?
No, it was all different types of sushi
I
too.
Be able to
so
stick
it was
to one.
Like
just tuna, no
your
thanks.
Salmon, your tuna, your chicken, your dumplings, all types.
Yeah,
she's smashed in 2.5 hours, and people are saying that's a year's worth of sushi she did, and it's very, very popular. People were like coming in and say, "Hey, good job, go on you. You're doing a great
of
effort.
Course
keep
it's a
eating."
Good job.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Now, when I go to sushi, I go most Fridays with my wife KB for lunch, and we share maybe 8 plates between us, which is a lot.
It's
sort of a lot.
It's a lot, isn't it? Now that you say it.
8 plates. Yeah, I probably should cut back a little bit. So, but I know that's not a lot compared to what people do.
Well, compared to her.
That's equivalent to 60 plates of sushi in one sitting.
She's
that's
done
a lot.
Well.
Imagine adding up how many different colours you got.
Imagine the bill.
6 blue, 4 white. Now, on 13, 12, 16, what I'm very curious at is how much have you eaten in one sitting? Can be anything. Have you smashed 200
maybe they've
nugs
done a food
once?
Challenge.
Yeah, maybe a food challenge, but I'm more curious about that. Like, if you go to sushi here in town, how much have you done in a sitting?
Yeah.
I'd love to know if anyone's done close, maybe 10 plates. That's a lot.
Lots of party pies.
Oh, if you just smash 100 party pies.
That's a dream.
Swimming through them and eating as you go. 13, 12, 16, how much have you eaten in one sitting? Jacob, friend of the show, we want to know how much have you eaten in one sitting?
When I have bacon and eggs for breakfast, I have about 8 pieces of bacon, 5 pieces of toast, 6 eggs, a can of baked beans, 2 sausages, and 2 fried tomatoes.
That is a big fry up, my friend. That is a big breakfast. Now, do you go for lunch after, or does that set you for the day?
Nah, that's just my brekkie, mate. That's when I wake up, and that's me.
Is that usual, Sunday or is that after morning. A hangover or something like that?
Oh, mate, Sunday morning, couple of scotches through the night, and that's the only way to fix it.
All right. Well, Jacob, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Also on 13, 12, 16 is Kylie from Busy Bean Cafe. Good morning, Kylie. How are you doing?
Good. Now, we just heard Herbie talking about the sushi challenge. So I'm going to put a challenge out to both yous. If yous want to do the sushi challenge, yous can do it here because we make our sushi in-house here.
All right, Kylie, that's a great offer. I need to know, your sushi, have you got a customer at the moment that just smashes it?
Most of our sushi, they sort of just come and grab it and go.
Okay.
But, yeah, we've got lots of people that buy quite a lot of sushi each day. So.
What's the amount of sushi you reckon one customer's eaten in a sitting?
We've got a couple of guys that buy 5 or 6 rolls at a time.
Yeah. See, that's a lot. And they're long rolls too, so you cut those into 4 slices.
Yeah. You don't need to.
You don't need to smash it. Just down you go. In. Bit of soy sauce, wasabi.
Good to go.
Good stuff. Kai, that sounds very interesting.
I reckon we're going to have to do this, Dane.
We might have to do it. We'll get to it.
I reckon I can hear a bit of hesitation because he lost yesterday against me, Kylie. So I think he's scared of losing again.
Oh, not again, Dane. Come on. You need to be the winner this time.
Stop putting the pressure on me, Kylie. All right. We'll come and do the sushi challenge.
Awesome. Let me know and we'll get it organised for you.
I don't know if we'll get close to 240, but we'll give it a red hot crack.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Now, I would put myself in the category of being a thinker. Now, not the most intelligent person on the earth, I'll tell you that much, right up. But I do think about things.
Yep.
And I've given some thought to this, Sheree.
Right.
I've come up with an idea. I'm a bit of an entrepreneur.
Will it make you money?
Yep.
It could make me a lot of money. Okay.
So I've figured out that I've got a new skill over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And that is my driving. My manual driving. I had my first lesson last week. I then did a test 2 days ago and I didn't beat Listener Tony, which is fine. You can actually catch up at our Hit Facebook page. But I did beat Dane. So with that, I thought, whoa, you're good.
No.
You're good.
You're not that good. You bunny hopped halfway around the course.
Did you win?
Keep going.
Now, Sheree, you don't actually have your license.
No.
And so you sometimes need to get lifts.
Yeah.
So you might call a cab.
Yep.
Or Uber launched in December.
Yep.
And so this is where I thought, there's a market for me. There is a market for the herbs because I can drive and I can talk.
That you can do.
And so with that, I hope the Shark Tank people who work on it are listening. They are listening because here is my idea. If you want to invest 13, 12, 16, our Hit Facebook page will take donations. When I say we, I will take it because it is my company that I am creating.
I think I know where you're going with this. Let's just build this up a little bit more for suspense. Herb's new entrepreneurial idea.
Habuba!
Wow. Yes.
Habuba! How good.
I love it.
So what sort of car are you going to drive? Are you going to do this? What's going to happen?
I just drive any car that I can find. I mean, I've got my own, but I think I'd like to jazz it up a little bit. The old Mazda 626 is
so
getting a little bit rough.
And paying for the transport and the conversation.
You get great banter. Great banter. And I would offer the best treats.
I'd bake. We've seen your cakes.
I'm not rump stuff. I'm bacon slices.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Check this.
Go. Live from LA.
Oh, that's so sick.
Hollywood correspondent, Dean McCarthy.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. Hello. Happy Friday, everybody.
Now, look, he's come under a lot of fire since the documentary Leaving Neverland, been a popular tourist attraction, not just here in Australia and around the world. They're sticking firm to one of their figures.
Absolutely. Madame Tussauds. If you've ever been, it's a place where all the celebrities have their own wax figure, life size, and are supposed to look identical to them. Madame Tussauds are not removing the Michael Jackson figurines in their international museums. Because they are just like, look, even though people have been protesting and all that kind of thing, they just say, look, we're not removing it. But every few months, they reassess the wax figures and they move people out that aren't relevant anymore, right? So that's why they do change them out a lot so that they think about the ones that are most popular and most relevant. And Michael's is probably one of the most relevant ones right now, good or bad, whatever way you want to look at it, everyone wants to see it, right? So they're not removing it. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are not removing him from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you may know, after protests to have his star removed on the Walk of Fame, not going anywhere. They've never once removed anyone ever from the Walk of Fame, ever.
Wow. I'm interested to see what happens in the future.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
It's still early days, I reckon. Yeah. Now, this is pretty interesting. I loved I, Tonya about Tonya Harding, and there could be a part two which has happened over in the US.
Oh, my God, drama. Tonya Harding part two. Here's what happened. So US biggest skater, her name is Mariah Bell, was accused of slashing a Korean rival. Her name was Lim Ung Soo in the leg with her skate during warm-ups this week. So it was a bit of a Tonya Harding. Did she intentionally go and kneecap her or have her hurt? Well, a thorough investigation has revealed that Mariah Bell did not do it intentionally, even though the Korean team and the heads of the Korean team management all accused her of doing it. They were like, she did it on purpose. But after a thorough investigation, they do not believe it was on purpose. So we almost had a Tonya Harding part two. Drama.
I still reckon maybe she did it on purpose. They're so good. How do you just accidentally cut someone?
Yeah, exactly right. You put little protectors on
them. If I'm on the ice, I understand how it happens, but not when you're a professional. I don't know. Maybe there will be a part two of the future.
Look for, and maybe Margot Robbie can be involved as well in the film. Now, Dino, live from LA, Sunday from 6 here on Hit 93.1. It's all about Dumbo.
Oh, my goodness. So fun. I went to the world premiere of Dumbo, and then I went to the hotel of Colin Farrell, Danny DeVito, and Eva Green. I wanted to leave the dramatic pause, so you'd be like, wait a second. So I went to their hotel, interviewed them all, and we talked all things Dumbo. And, of course, caught up with Colin Farrell. He once backpacked through Australia, and I got some juicy and awesome stories from that as well. So all this Sunday at 6. Can't wait.
Yeah, live from LA with Dean McCarthy. What's a, quickly, mate, one word review of the film Dumbo, because I'm nervous about it.
Beautiful.
Oh!
It's so beautiful. At the world premiere, they were giving out Kleenex tissues. There was a Kleenex tissues booth. Angelina Jolie was at the premiere. Fabulous. So basically, it's very moving, and I'm a little bit dead inside. I'm not sure if you knew that, but I am quite dead inside, and I found feelings.
All the feels with Dumbo. You can learn all about it with the stars from the show live from LA Sunday from 6 right here on Hit 93.1. And Dean, you, yourself and us, we'll chat again on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
I want to talk about coffee and tea in the workplace. It can become a bit of a political affair at times.
Yes.
Sometimes people go and purchase their coffees from local coffee shops. And then other times you just make your coffees at work. But if you have a shared kitchen where you've got all your mugs, that's when it can get a little bit antsy because people like a particular mug.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. I know
you have yours.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a coffee every morning. I wash my mug up once I'm done with it and I leave it on my desk.
Yes, that could be a bit of a problem from what I'm about to speak about.
Why is that a problem? I thought that's the right thing to do.
No. There's talking about office mugs. They're not very clean.
Oh, no.
They're not clean at all, it turns out, because according to research done by Total Jobs, one in five office mugs contains fecal matter.
Yeah, poo. I was about to say, it's got poo on it, doesn't it?
25% of people in the workplace don't wash their hands after going to the loo, and then they touch the mugs, which are all in a public place to touch.
Now, on that, I'd like to state, I wash my hands every time I go to the toilet.
Yep. No one's putting a camera in there, so we've just got to take your word for it.
Good. What I'm not so confident on is who's touching my mug if it's on my desk?
I think people just touch everything, you know?
But that's no. That's not okay. That's why I do. If I wanted other people to use my mug and to touch it and do everything else to it, I'd leave it in the kitchen, but I don't. I use it. I wash it up myself, then I place it on my desk. There's no way that mug has got poo on it.
Well, they say even desks are bad.
Well, I can imagine what's
they say
on the
office
keyboard.
Desks are even worse. But the thing that worries me the most about the mug situation, especially as we have our shared kitchen, you could be drinking a black coffee and you didn't even make a black coffee.
Herbie and Dane, the Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
Herbs, what are you willing to do to earn over 50 grand a year?
Anything.
And you do love kids as well, don't you?
Yes, looked after some kids yesterday, the little boys.
Did you ever think about nannying full time?
Oh, yeah, 100%. What? I like over in the UK doing nannying. I reckon if I wasn't in radio, I'd be working with kids.
All right. And over in the UK, I'm glad you brought that up. Because
it's popular over there.
It's very popular. Big. And this is where this job has come up, but it's not your usual nannying job. These parents have got a bit of a weird request for you to do. What, to look after their twin five-year-old girls. How does that tickle your fancy?
Five-year-old, there's a handful.
Twin five-year-old girls paying $52,000 a year.
Yeah.
You got to pick them up from school.
Can do.
Cook dinner.
Can do.
Put the kids to bed, perhaps.
Yeah, can do that. Can bath them and everything.
Yep, but you've got to do all this while dressed as a Disney princess. These parents want to find a nanny who is willing to dress as a different Disney princess each month to teach their young daughters what they think would be a good idea to teach them things like determination, compassion, fearlessness and ambition from strong yet relatable female role models.
Now, this might ruffle some feathers. I believe I can do that without wearing a dress.
But I think a lot of people will probably think exactly that.
Why would you be spending $52,000 on bloody costumes?
Well, they'll supply all the costumes
for
you.
That's expensive.
It is very expensive.
I do it, though.
Part of the other role is while you're dressed as the Disney princess, you'll need to be doing things like baking, singing, and arts and crafts.
Jeez.
All while inspired by Disney, the character you're dressed as the entire time.
Talk about a stereotype.
Well, exactly right. You know what I mean? Like, what about a bloke who wants to perhaps dress as a Disney princess and take them nannying? Is that possible as well?
I am not the parent.
Well, exactly. You're not. But is this something you're willing to do? I think it's a lot to ask for
$52,000. I think $52,000 isn't much.
It's not enough.
Not enough
to dress as a Disney princess. And I think you made the valid point before. Surely you should be able to teach your kids all of this without being dressed as a Disney princess.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas, Hit 93.1. Putting a spotlight on the week's mishaps and shenanigans.
A weekly recap from Sheree Coleman.
It's the Sheree Cap.
Headlining the Sheree Cap, we're all glad for the return of the footy season, so Herbie and Dane headed next door to Possums to get the toddlers' thoughts. I don't think we'll be following their tips.
Good morning, Jace.
Good morning.
Have you ever kicked a footy?
No, I have a robot.
What's your favourite colour team to support?
Red.
So do you like Essendon?
No.
They're the Bombers.
Yeah, Byron. Blue.
Who do you think is going to win the AFL between, say, St Kilda or GWS?
St Kilda.
Mate, you've got to be the only person in Australia backing them, but I like your support. Thanks, girl.
Goodbye.
What's the difference between AFL and NRL, Ollie?
You win.
Meantime, there was a surprise result from this week's driving test between Herbie, Dane and our listener, Tony. It's fair to say Dane went in fairly confident. After all, he has been driving a manual for years.
Now, Tony versus Dane versus Herbie. Honestly, Tony, who do you think will be your biggest challenger?
I think it'll be you, Dane.
Look, the odds are against me, I'm not going to lie.
You know, she's had one lesson.
I know, right? One lesson. Then listen to her talk. Let's hope it's not Herbie, Tony.
While his gear changes might be smooth, that fundamental three-second gap saw him take out the wooden spoon.
So third will be Dane.
Oh, yes! I'm sorry.
Dane, shake hands, congratulations.
Thanks, Craig.
Third's good.
Oh, out of three, yeah.
That's right, not out of three, it's not very good. The person that came second, and I'm not going to give it away too early, but they had a driving lesson a week ago. And their improvement's been fantastic. So, Herbie?
Oh, second gets a dummy cooler.
Thanks, Greg's dummy holder.
It's a drink cooler, apparently.
A drink cooler. And the winner is Tony.
The good news is that could help solve a problem for him. The absence of his name from those lists you see on Facebook apparently bothers him.
You may see on your social media feeds women more likely to get proposed to today, men more likely to get proposed to.
And just a bunch of random
and
names.
And then you tag your friend going, oh my God,
it's you, it's scientific. I know we've discussed my name in the past. Dane has never come up in anything possible
and
on one of those.
And you still
things.
Think it's common.
Dane has never popped up as a name on any list. Pregnancy, getting proposed to.
We make the lists ourselves sometime.
I know, I'm still not on it. I'm still not on them.
Turns out all he has to do is wait for the one that lists people most likely to end up with their foot in their mouth. And finally, after copping flack about his failure to spring for separate beds for his mother and son bonding weekend in Melbourne, Dane was pretty thankful for the accommodating staff at Ridges. His mum, not so much.
Will mum and I be sharing a bed?
Oh, it's a twin room! Oh.
I'm disappointed. Oh.
Winner!
I wanted to make a big joke about it.
No sharing for us. No sharing for us. Your beauty.
Sheree Coleman reporting.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.